Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify, and of course, you can download the latest episodes at webmasterradio.fm. In this episode, we're going to be giving you a recap of WordCamp US 2019 in St. Louis. All kinds of really interesting things happening there. Lots of updates from Matt Mullenweg's State of the Word address. And to join me in that conversation, I have two wonderful gentlemen. The first being Doc Pop of Torque Mag. Doc, welcome back to Press This.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Fantastic. And also joining me is Mr. Anthony Burchell of WP Engine, a WordPress core committer and frequent contributor to the WordPress community. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And thanks everybody else for dialing in. We have a lot of really exciting announcements for you here today. Wanted to talk, though, about what WordCamp US was like. For me personally, it was really interesting. I spent a lot of my time in what's called the hallway track. It literally is called the hallway track. There's a big sign outside, and it's basically the area of the show where there's booths and different ways to engage with the community, WordPress support desk, a booth designed to get people to contribute to WordPress. And it's really an interesting area for collaborating and discussing ideas with people. Then there's literally the hallway where people will stop and talk and have various conversations. And that's, I think, one of my most favorite parts of a WordCamp. Doc, what about you? Do you like the hallway track?
Yeah, I mean, I spent most of my weekend finding people to interview in the hallway track, just walking around looking for conversations. It's a great place to meet people.
Excellent. Well, I know for me it's a big deal, but there were so many wonderful companies there. I think if those listening haven't been to WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe, definitely get it on your agenda. Companies like Yoast were there, Out in Force, so many good people from there. Had a lot of good conversations with the folks from WP Rocket coming in from France, people from all over the world. The team behind Local by Flywheel, the local development solution, were there giving demos, lots of cool things happening with that. Codable had quite a few people there. If you're looking to hire a developer, Codable is actually a really good choice for that. We're going to be having them on Press This in the future. WordFence, I had a pretty cool booth. Anthony, did you stop by the WordFence booth?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time picking locks.
That's right. They had this really cool booth exhibit with all these locks on the table that you could try to pick. If you picked one, you got a lock picking kit. Anthony, you got a lock picking kit, right?
Yeah, when I got back home, I was a little worried that TSA took it from my luggage because I had a little note that said they went through it. And I have a feeling that's what set them off.
All right, but they put it back there, it sounds
they
like.
They did.
All right, good deal. I unlocked the test lock in like 10 seconds, but I have one of those kits, so I kind of cheated a little bit there. That was a lot of fun. Syed and his team from WP Beginner, Optin Monster, and all of their collection of plugins were there, WP Forms, things like that. Elementor was out in force. They had an amazing booth. It was actually super cool. Weglot as well. Google had a huge booth. They were showing off their new Sitekit plugin. Definitely going to have one of those folks on the show in the future. HubSpot had a booth. They've been really leaning into the WordPress community. They have a really neat plugin for managing your marketing list. They had that on display. Certainly Automattic through Jetpack and WooCommerce were there, really showing off a lot of their new tech, which was really neat. And then, of course, agencies of all sizes, folks like TenUp, MindSize, and a lot of other people. But again, if you haven't been to one of those big WordCamps, there's a ton of opportunity, not just to learn, but also to network and to connect with others. The party for WordCamp US was at the Children's Museum there in St. Louis, and it was crazy. Doc, did you get lost in this multi-floor Children's Museum?
Yeah, I did. And I still have a bump on my head as a little reminder of how fun yet dangerous the Children Museum could be to explore.
I know, right? It got this reputation as being dangerous. Somebody classified it as a giant game of chutes and ladders up and down this building there in St. Louis. But it was a lot of fun, and I think everybody made it out, so I think we're okay. I think everybody like had a buddy, and we're able to make it out okay. The Genesis community was also out in force. People like Bill Erickson, Carrie Dills, Rebecca Gills, and then the entire Genesis engineering team actually was able to attend. And I think this is another thing people don't really realize is that a lot of the engineers will, of course, get out and engage as well. It's a great opportunity to get to know the people that are building the products you love. I personally spent a lot of time in the WP Engine booth, obviously, or WP Engine. That was a lot of fun. We were demoing things like Atomic Blocks and Local by Flywheel with connections to WP Engine. But it was really just such a nice time, you know, and it was also a nice time collaborating with other platforms and other hosts, friends at places like Liquid Web and certainly Automatic and GoDaddy, Adam Warner was there. So a lot of fun people and a lot of very communal atmosphere. Really can't recommend going to WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe anymore. And then another high point for me personally was the Freemius and WP Engine Makers Happy Hour, which was a collection of plugin and theme authors, and really just hanging out with folks, socializing, and being able to swap ideas on strategy relative to building a WordPress product. And so my point in telling you all this, certainly had a great time doing all of it, but really to illustrate the opportunities that are present at WordCamp. So if you've been treating WordPress like a tool and not necessarily engaging with the community and finding ways to contribute, there's probably a local WordCamp in your city once a year. So definitely check that out, but also check out the bigger events like WordCamp US and WordCamp Europe. Anthony, WordCamp Europe next year, it's going to be in a kind of fun place. Where is it
going to
be?
It's going to be in Porto, Portugal.
I can't believe that. It's incredible. And I love that WordCamp organizers choose places that might be not typical of your standard conference venue, right? In Europe, you're not just always going to London or Paris, but really opening it up to the community wherever they may be. I've never been to Portugal. It's going to be a fun one to do next year, but that'll be for WordCamp Europe. I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to talk about some of the content that was available at WordCamp. Doc, Matt Mullenweg kind of had a surprise at the beginning of the State of the Word talk. Could you help us understand, or could you explain what that surprise was?
Yeah, so each WordCamp ends, WordCamp US ends with Matt's famous State of the Word address. And at the beginning of this year's talk, he actually took a time to premiere a new film called Open, which was executive produced by Mark Mounder and Kathy Zant from WordFence. It's a documentary, it's a short one, about maybe 15 or 20 minutes long, where they talk about what WordPress and the community that powers it.
And what was your like favorite surprise moment to like see in the film? I know people were kind of like looking to see if they find themselves, but like, what was the thing that stood out for you?
It was fun. The opening question, which I think was something along the lines of asking Matt Mullenweg in the video, they asked him, with WordPress being a $10 billion industry, how do you justify people donating their time, you know, to work for free? And kind of watching, you know, Matt answer this question that he probably gets from people who are outside of the WordPress and open source community all the time.
It was really interesting to see the film kind of go on to answer that question, and really to think about the economy we all participate in and the fact that it is so big, and the fact that being an open framework, as you would for building sites, enables so many companies and so many different businesses to be successful. I thought that was really powerful. I think for me, my special moment was actually I got a tiny little blur of my face in one of the ones from the Genesis community event, a photo last year. So I'm going to cherish that small little slice of screen time I got in the documentary. I know a lot of other people were also excited to see themselves there. If you'd like to check out the film, you can check it out at open.film. They've actually open sourced the film, which is also kind of cool. But you can watch the full documentary there. We have a lot more coming up about Matt talked about during State of the Word about the future of WordPress. But hang tight and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. You're in the middle of our Word Around the Campfire episode, where we are recapping everything that happened at WordCamp US, or at least as many things as we can fit into a 30-minute podcast in St. Louis there the last couple of weeks. So right before the break, Doc Popular of Torque was explaining about the new documentary Open that was revealed. We actually screened the whole thing there during Matt's State of the Word address. But now I want to kind of get into the nuts and bolts of what Matt talked about after the screening of Open, which was really about the future of WordPress, but also what we'd achieved in the last 12 months. This was a big year for WordPress. We kicked off literally the day before the last WordCamp last year by launching Gutenberg 5.0. And since then, we've essentially had two major releases. Anthony, as a constant contributor to WordPress Core, I really wanted to ask you about what Matt had talked about, kind of summarize it for the audience. But what were the, could you just give us an idea, like what were the two big releases this past year and what did they add to WordPress? What was the value of those new releases?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, right, the day before we had WordCamp US, last year it was, right? We were releasing WordPress 5.0. And in the time of the last year, we've had two more releases, 5.1 and 5.2. And Matt was kind of recapping sort of what we had accomplished in those releases. And in 5.1, we got the site health page. We had some new cron features. We had some meta tables for multi-site installations. A lot of nice kind of behind-the-scenes changes.
You know, I think one of the things that was interesting to me when he announced site health was it was definitely a collection of folks that were cheering that on.
Yes.
Why do you think they're excited about the site health feature that was released in 5.1?
Well, I think one thing about WordPress sites, it's every one of them is unique. And the site health tool allows you to identify things that you could do a little better. And what's really cool, in my opinion, is the ability to extend that and make recommendations based on like the plugins that they've installed. So let's say they install my special plugin that has some recommendations of other configurations. I can now call that out, tell them how to use it.
Yeah, I think Matt said something along the lines of, look, WordPress powers like over a third of the web now. And so by adding site health into core, it allows us to keep nearly a third of the web even much, put it in a much better state. In other words, we need to be stewards of those people that rely on that software. And so I thought that was a really interesting way to think about site health. So what about 5.2? What happened in the 5.2 release?
Yeah, so there was the fatal error protection, which I have found incredibly useful in my recent plugging away in WordPress, which will just simply revert your site. Send you an email when you have a fatal error, which gives you a link, and when you click on it, it turns off the plugin that caused the error. And I really love that feature.
This was the infamous like white screen of death.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There was really no mechanism easily to overcome it. And so the 5.2 release essentially allowed people to have an email mechanism to reset their WordPress in a sense and avoid the white screen of death. This was like the bane of so many people.
Oh,
but
yes.
It wasn't just that in 5.2. What else did we release?
We actually bumped the PHP versions to a minimum of 5.6. So now the lowest supported version is 5.6. And hopefully we can keep raising that number.
Yeah, I think every plugin author and theme author in the audience was like cheering when he had mentioned that. And of course, they all knew about that from before. For those listening that aren't familiar with PHP versioning, it's super important for performance, but it's also super important to keep your PHP up to date for security. Even though the minimum version of PHP for WordPress is now 5.6, I will note that 5.6 is an unpatched version of PHP. So from a security perspective, I definitely recommend that you investigate making sure you're on the most recent version, and certainly most recent patched version of PHP. So even though the minimum version might be 5.6 for WordPress, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be updating your PHP. You absolutely should. So what about 5.3, the next major version of WordPress that's still yet to come? What's coming in there,
Andy? Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. There are a few, I guess, more for the nerdy crowd. The date and time components were updated. And
woo!
Yeah. 2020 is a new default theme, and I'm so excited that we have a 2020 because I just love the sequence of 20 and 20. and we have 150 block editor improvements. I think the thing that stands out the most for me, well, There was a lot of work that we did in media. There's one new feature now where when you upload images that are rotated, it will respect the rotation of your image. So let's say you rotate it on your iPhone. It'll now upload in that orientation. So that's really great. And I think even better are the UI improvements for accessibility. It's one of those things where it's really nice to just see it all done because you realize that accessibility is for everyone. And when these changes are made, you see it from the login screen, the changes that have been made. The contrast is higher in the forms. And it just looks much better.
Yeah, it was neat. I thought one of the key things he showed off was the ability to tab between blocks, which mm-hmm. for someone that's sight impaired is everything for navigating content within a page. But of course, you said it, accessibility is for everyone. Who doesn't like easy ways to browse between blocks and be able to navigate in those ways? So I thought that was really interesting. I loved the block editor improvements. I know a lot of you all out there have been, you know, waiting for Gutenberg to get to a certain point. I think that certain point might already be here for you. I know it is for a lot of our customers at WP Engine. But 5.3 should hopefully build on top of that.
Yeah, speaking of the Gutenberg editor, it was pretty impressive that Matt, at the very end of his talk, had a big mic drop where he zoomed out of his presentation and showed off that it was made completely in Gutenberg.
I know, that was insane. He had like a presenter mode and the actual slides that he was presenting and kind of did the big reveal there, which I thought was super cool. And it was also interesting to hear him say that it was being coded and worked on up until 25 minutes before the talk. So shout out to the team that was working on that for him, because I know how stressful that can be to try to meet a deadline, especially when you're facilitating kind of this, as you pointed out, Anthony, this mic drop moment for the big reveal, if you would. So what about Gutenberg in 2020 and beyond? Like, we've got another year ahead of us. We've got more on the roadmap. Like, help us understand what Matt revealed relative to the roadmap of WordPress, but even maybe more specifically Gutenberg.
Yeah, so easier editing is one of those things that we accomplished this year. It is much, much easier to use Gutenberg.
That's not complete though, right? It's not like
Oh, no, easier. We're done forever.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah,
it's completely easily editable.
Shipped and never changing ever again.
So more to come, but more to major come. Strides, if you will.
Yeah, and there were some mentions around customization, collaboration, and multilingual support. I'm really excited about multilingual support, and I'm also really excited about collaboration because I do often work in Google Docs, and if I can have that same experience in my WordPress admin, I'm going to be a very happy person. I may open a lot less Google Docs.
Yeah, I think some of the things he revealed were, you know, things a lot of us already know, and certainly things we've talked about on the show. Gutenberg going into the header, the navigation. They're going to change the word menu to navigation for all those poor restaurant owners that have no idea what that means or gets confused. But collaboration was also something he's talked about before, but I think it's really interesting. No longer, hopefully in the future, will you have to allow someone to take over a page in order to work collaboratively. You'll both be able to work on it, or multiple people will be able to work on it, much like you would a Google Doc, which I think for me, I know I need that all the time. I mean, I'm always like, hey, I'm out of the page. Can you get into the page now and do your edits?
Oh, and there's that delay where the icon is still showing even though the other person's out of the page for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like killing my tabs and all this other kind of stuff in order to collaborate, and really just frankly slows down your workflow to have to do those things. And so I'm really, really excited about that. I think the other interesting parts were when he showed some of the examples of what people were doing with the Gutenberg editor. There were examples, as you can imagine, of people building beautiful blocks that do cool things. But I think one of the examples that stood out for me was an agency called Pragmatic, run by a gentleman named David Lockie, who we've had on Press This in the past. But that agency made basically a set of technology that takes a Word doc and turns it into a block-based Gutenberg page. So they had clients with these just like reams of Word docs, and so they wanted to turn them into web pages, so they were able to code in something that would parse out the content from the Word doc and then essentially create a Gutenberg-powered page. But it was really exciting to see, and you know, a lot of opportunity still to come with Gutenberg. Again, if you haven't adopted it yet, like, now is the time. You're in one of those special moments in WordPress. The last time this happened, from my perspective, is with custom post types and custom meta fields. It transformed what people thought WordPress was. And I feel like this is one of those moments where Matt called it the biggest release in WordPress history. So you're on the cusp of that, and what you build with it, tools you build for it, are going to define the future. So definitely, definitely, definitely take advantage of that opportunity. We have more to come. There was more WordCamp goodness, but hang tight and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences, marketing on purpose.
Miami may be the sun and fun capital of the world, but it's also home to the largest literary festival in the U.S., Don't miss the Miami Book Fair, a week-long festival featuring more than 600 authors from all over the world with readings, signings, and panels, capped off by a three-day street fair. Find books in English, Spanish, and Creole for every interest and every age, from biographies and novels to poetry and comics. This year, come meet poets Richard Blanco, Reginald Dwayne Betts, and Joy Harjo, award-winning novelists T.C. Boyle, Susan Choi, Edwidge Dantica, Taya Obreht, Julie Oranger, Leonard Pitts, and Karen Russell, plus authors exploring issues of the day such as Eve Ensler, Alex Kutlowitz, Danny Shapiro, Daryl Pickney, Ambassador Samantha Power, George Wilt, and hundreds more. Take the little ones to Children's Alley for hands-on activities, characters, and storytelling. Enjoy music, food, and fun for the whole family right on the downtown Miami-Dade College campus, November 17th to the 24th. For details, schedules, and tickets, visit miamibookfair.com.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We're in the middle of our Word Around the Campfire episode, recapping everything from WordCamp US 2019 in St. Louis. I love that city. Did you have fun in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. I love the City Museum. I have to go back for just that. I didn't get on top of the roof. I couldn't get up there.
Just the City Museum, huh?
I kind of
enjoyed more of St. Louis, so I'll stick on that.
Oh, I love the food, actually. The barbecue is really great, too.
Yeah. Okay. We might have to disown you since you're from Texas, Anthony, but we'll let that slide for now. So, but Doc, I know that you had a busy time at WordCamp. You were running around. You actually mentioned it earlier. You were interviewing people, I guess, for Torque. Could you help us understand what that was about?
Yeah. Emily and myself, Emily Shayola, the editor of Torque, and myself both went out to WordCamp US. She covered the state of the Word and live tweeted some talks. I was mostly focused on hunting down interesting WordPressers and trying to get them to talk to me in front of a camera for 2 or 3 minutes. We actually interviewed, I think, 12 different WordPressers, and all of those were shot and edited and posted online before the conference was even over.
Oh, that's cool. So who was like your most zany interview? Did you have someone that was just kind of quirky and cool?
Well, the one that stood out the most, like the most personal and kind of unusual one, was an interview with Matt Berry from WordFence. He found a bug in a plugin called Syntax Highlighter, which is actually a default WordPress.com plugin. So it's all over WordPress.com sites. And had a lot of WordPress.org users as well. He found this bug and submitted it. And when he found out that the developer behind the plugin had passed away from leukemia, he donated the bug bounty to the hospital that helped that developer near the end. It was a very touching story, very unexpected, and just kind of the most unusual interview I think I'd done.
Wow, that's cool. I know WordFence has done a lot for helping plugin authors discover vulnerabilities, but that is really touching. And I think that's another kind of underpins another point of WordCamps, which is that they're extremely focused on giving back not just to the WordPress project, but the community around it. If you've never been to one, there's like babies running around. There's people that are volunteering their time in groups to help nonprofits, both at the event and outside of the event. And I think that that's, for me, one of the more cherished parts for me, again, of participating in the community and seeing the impact it has, not just to the web, over a third of the web, but also to the communities in which we all live, which I think is really awesome. That's cool to hear that about, Matt. Who would you say was your most thoughtful, like smart interview? Who were you like, oh my goodness, this person is just a super nerd?
Well, I always like talking to Jake Spurlock from WordPress VIP, and he's also the security release lead for WordPress Core. He is always working on interesting stuff, and it's nice to be able to kind of hear directly from like the horse's mouth, maybe what's in tail for the future instead of just rumors. In particular, he was did a workshop earlier that morning with some other core developers that was talking about the possibility of WordPress auto updating older versions, which is something that's going to affect, you know, millions of sites. And hearing hearing how they think about it behind the scenes and their thought process and what they're thinking about doing, that's that was one of my favorite interviews. And it's kind of a shame because that's like the least viewed interview. But I thought that was my favorite one to, you know, it's kind of nice to have an excuse to be able to sit down with someone who's so smart and talk to them under the pretense of shooting a video.
I love that. And definitely wonderful contributions there. You know, I think a lot of perception around WordPress is that it is insecure, but through the efforts of the community and people like Jake, has a lot of strength in the security story. Hundreds of thousands of people all around the world examining the code, surfacing issues, and a very responsive security team to help patch those issues. But of course, it's also on all of us to make sure WordPress is up to date, PHP is up to date, and to do what we have to do in order to achieve that to keep our sites safe. So that's great to hear about, Jake. So where can people see all these interviews, Doc?
Well, these interviews were all posted on our Twitter account as well as YouTube, but probably the easiest way to find them is to go to torquemag.io and just click the videos button. That's our new site redesign, features a nice, easy to find way to find the videos that we post.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thanks so much, Doc and Anthony, for joining us on Press This today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.